You got prayer request over there, sister.
We want to continue to pray for Ashlyn Franklin. She's the young lady that was electrocuted in a work accident. She started running fever yesterday. They were leaving the arm to let the burns on her arm heal before they amputate, as long as it wouldn't cause infection. And she started running fever yesterday, so they've got her surgery scheduled to amputate the arm about halfway up at 1 p.m.
Is this the lemon? Okay. Father, we just lift up Ashlyn to you. Lord, you know right where she is. Lord, you know the condition of her body. And Father, we were talking about just how your strength is made perfect in our weakness. Lord, and how even you took the stripes on your back at Calvary for our healing. And Lord, you did a finished work. Lord, you took those stripes so that we could say that by your stripes we are healed, because you did a finished work, Lord. And so, Father, we stand on your word, and we stand on what Jesus did. We receive those stripes for Ashlyn today, Lord, and we speak this word of encouragement to her, Lord God, that you are her strength, Father. And, Lord, we come against the enemy who would cause infection or anything in this body. And we come against it in the name of Jesus. And we bind the works of the enemy in Jesus' name. And we command him to loose her body in Jesus' name. We rebuke this fever in the name of Jesus. And we say, Lord, not only do we rebuke him in your name, but, Father, we say the Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. Nothing shall by any means hurt her in the name of Jesus. Father, because you make all things work together for our good. Lord, and we thank you, God, that you can see us through anything that the enemy would throw at us. Lord, you can make us more than conquerors. We are made more than conquerors through him that loved us. And Father, we look to you to be our sufficiency and our strength this morning. God, we pray, Father, that you would strengthen this body. Strengthen her, Lord, oh God, in her outlook. Lord, help her to look to you to be the author and the finisher of her faith, to be her comfort, Lord, to be her healer, Lord. And Father, we pray that as she goes through this surgery, Lord, that you would do a miracle, Father. God, we pray, Father, that you would bless the doctors, Lord. Give them wisdom, Father, in Jesus' name. And, Lord, you are able, Father, even to just go forth right now and perform a miracle, Lord God. That, Lord, that the doctors would be amazed. God, they wouldn't even have to do surgery, God. That they could go in and all of a sudden they would see a new arm. Because the great physician was there. And he took care of it. Lord, you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. And when you walked on this earth, Lord, you healed all manner of diseases and infirmities. You made the lame to walk. You made the dumb to talk. You made the blind to see. And Lord, you can do the same yesterday, today, and forever. You are the same. It's us that limits you. Father, help us to take the limits off of you. You are a limitless God. And the day of miracles is not over. Father, so we ask you to get glory for your name out of this situation. Father, you can go through it with us, or you can perform a miracle and glorify your name, Lord. Either way, Lord, bring glory to your name. And Father, do what you know is best. We leave this in the hands of God, because you always give us your best, Lord. You always give us your best. And Lord, you know the way that we have to take. Lord, you suffered and you went to the cross for us. You took that suffering for us. And Lord, We want to be strong in you and in the power of your might. Lord, that whatever we have to walk through, that we can walk through it in victory, because you will be the one that gets the glory. You will be the one that strengthens us. You will be the one that is our mighty defender. Lord, no matter what happens in this life, you will cause us to triumph in you. In Jesus' name we ask these things, and we give you glory, and we give you praise, and we thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen, and amen, and amen.
Amen. Heart to Heart, Help, Hope, and Healing, Western Oklahoma. Forgiven and Set Free, a four-week compassionate and confidential Bible study designed to help guide suffering and hurting women through the emotional scars of past abortion experiences. This study helps women deal with issues such as relief, denial, depression, anger, letting go, forgiveness, and acceptance. Mondays only, starting April 3rd through April 24th from 6 to 7. For more information or to enroll, you can call 580-243-2229, Monday through Thursday, noon to 6. Aglow International is having their Aglow Spring Advancement this weekend, March 31st through April 2nd. It is already too late to register. However, don't fret, don't worry. It's okay, because they approved for us to come and live stream. We don't know exactly what we're going to get to live stream yet, but we're going to be there, and we get to live stream. So stay tuned. Excellent. This weekend.
Thank you, Jesus.
Okay. Red Rock and Swoda is hosting a drive-through drug take-back day to dispose of unused or expired meds safely. Saturday, April 22nd. In three locations, SWSU in Weatherford, Ansair, and Burns Flat City Hall. They have free at-home disposal kits, medication lock boxes, and Narcan available at Elk City and Burns Flat. The Refuge Church is now at New Liberty Church at 18304 East 1140 Road in Sayre, Oklahoma. Pastor Powerhouse Tammy Bailey.
Prophetic Voice Ministries is located at 616 North Locust Avenue, right here in Elk City. Apostle Casey Elliott. Stay tuned, y'all. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. Guidelines are principles and rules that you live by. They're based on standards bigger than you. They were established before you and will continue after you. They are not controlled by what you do, but directly connected to why you do. They may seem to be a limit to your life, but are proven by the life that follows. Why you do is much more important than what you do.
When life changes, you have to adjust, like downsizing your household or selling a business. When we had to do that, we called Grant's Auction Realty. Our family has used them for two estate sales. Mike and Cindy Grant are really organized, and they lot and catalog every item. If you're a seller, that gets you top dollar on your items. And if you're a buyer, catalog items let you study what you want and know about when they'll sell. When that time comes in your life, call Grant's Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269.
Bardice and Ford in Elk City has huge news. The deals are back and the inventory is arriving daily. Plus, we're offering as low as 0% financing on most Ford SUVs, Escapes, Edges, and Explorers, all starting at 0% plus customer cash. And let's not stop there. How about as low as 0% financing on 22 and 23 F-150s? They're coming in daily. All new models and great savings. Now that's the Barbara Dyson difference. BarbaraDysonFord.net.
This is Pastor Chasten Music with Gateway Church here in Elk City. Our address is 4227 West 3rd Street, just a mile and a half past Tractor Supply. Reach us by phone, 580-225-4646. Encourage you to come and join us just as you are for any of our service times. Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. worship, Sunday evenings at 6 p.m., or Wednesday nights at 6:30 with Bible engagement. We are a church that loves people and loves God. Gateway Church, we are stronger together.
We are back. You are tuned into the Hour of Power this morning. Our guest for today is Miss Mary Fullerton. Her title for this morning is, Who is Your Example When Things Get Tough? Back to you, Sister Mary.
Well, God gives us some weapons that we can use against the enemy. And I would like to just kind of bring your attention to what they are. The first one is the Word of God. The Word of God endures forever, and it does not change. We can count on it. The second one is the name of Jesus. He says, if you ask anything in my name, I will do it. And he said, if two of you should ask anything, it will be done. You know, pray that we talk about the prayer of agreement, you know, so there's strength in numbers. And so, and we need to pray for each other. And so, the third one is not only the name of Jesus, but the blood of Jesus. Because he shed his blood for us, and his blood covers a lot of things. It covers a multitude of sins, you know. And sometimes the enemy tries to sneak up on us, and like we say something that we don't need to say, or we think something that we thought, where did that thought come from? You know, but the blood of Jesus continually cleanses us from all sin. It continually cleanses us. And so we don't have to be intimidated. We are not cocky, but we are confident in God. And there's two more weapons. One is praise. When you can praise, when you praise God in your trials, it gets God's attention. I was talking about Stephen a while ago when he died, you know, that Jesus stood up, because Stephen was calling on God and he was saying, and Lord, receive my spirit. He wasn't saying, Lord, why are they doing this to me? You know? And it said Jesus stood up. And so it gets God's attention. If when we praise God through it, it takes a strong person. I'm just now learning to do that, even in little bitty things in everyday life. The enemy sometimes will come in and he just tries to mess with me just a little bit. But I am learning to just say, Lord, instead of complaining or saying, why is this happening to me? Lord, I give you praise in all things, because it is your will for me to praise you in all things. The circumstances I'm facing may not be your will, but it is your will that I maintain victory and that I give you praise, because you're going to make all things work together for my good. And you always give me your best, and you do not leave me comfortless down here on this earth by myself. And so we can praise him, and you would be amazed. And the enemy cannot stick around somebody that is living in that atmosphere, because they have decided, I am going to give it all I got, you know. Amen. And it's through the power of the Spirit. That's the last weapon. The power of the Spirit comes alongside, and he does help us. He gives us that strength. We can't do it in our own. We can't do it in our own. So those are our weapons of our warfare that we use. And they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. And so if we learn to praise God during our trials, because they are working for us a greater weight of glory, it will help us set our face like a flint, like Jesus did, and keep us focused on God, not on the storm around us. He says, I will keep you in perfect peace whose mind is stayed upon me, who's got me in their focus, and they won't turn to the right or to the left, but they just keep looking at me. He said, we will be strengthened by his might in our inner man, and the joy of the Lord will be our strength. And our attitude of praise can shorten the length of the trial, because the devil can't penetrate God's keeping power. We are kept. We are sealed by the power of God. Woo! Talk about victory. We just got to remember that. We are God's kids. And he seals us. And there's nothing that comes our way that he doesn't notice. Nothing. Not the smallest thing, or not the biggest thing, or not anything in between the two. His eyes are on us continually. And we can take authority over the enemy. In Luke 10:19, it says, Jesus said, Behold, I give you power to tread on serpents, which is the devil is a serpent, and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy. Not just part of it, but that word in capital letters. All. A-L-L-A-L-L. Double capital letters. All the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. Yeah, you may have to suffer a little bit of persecution, but in the end, it's going to be to the building up, and it'll do you good, just like he promised. He doesn't leave us comfortless, but he will stand by us. And then the weapons, Revelation 12:11 says, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. No, that was not in Revelations, but that is a scripture. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. So, I will quote Revelation 12:11 in a little bit. But anyway, so we have power over the enemy, and we can talk to him in the name of Jesus, and we can defeat him. And I like to, every once in a while, I like to just tell the devil, Devil, I want to remind you of your future. I just want to remind you of your future. You're trying to mess with me, but I'm a child of God, and I'm going to go through, and you're not going to get me down. But I just want to remind you of your future. You messed up permanently. You are destined for hell, and I'm going to heaven, where you can't come. God's power is greater, and I am a child of God. Hallelujah. I'm kept and sealed by God and by his blood. And he preserves me. You know, my mama used to make preserves. You know. And she would put those jars in the pressure cooker and put them under heat. See, sometimes we go through the heat of trials. It's working for us a far greater way to glory. Because it's preserved. It's causing us to look to Jesus where we'll be preserved. You know? So, don't waste your time complaining. Just give praise. Say, Lord, I thank you for what you're doing in me. I give you praise in all things because you're going to work for my good. because you preserve me through this. It makes me rely on you more. It makes me come closer to you more and know more of your grace and your goodness and your victory for my life. I'm an overcomer through you. Through you.
Amen.
And we find out that there's nothing. There's nothing that he's not going to, if we have that attitude, he's not going to abandon us. You know, he'll see us through. So we can say to the devil, in authority, not in cockiness. We're not cocky, but we have the confidence of God because we are his. Say, devil, in the name of Jesus, the Lord rebuke you. See, the angels told the devil, the Lord rebuke you. And if the angels did that, the Lord rebuke you. It's just not Mary that's rebuking you. The Lord rebuke you, devil. I plead the blood of Jesus against you. And all of your evil works, you have to leave. Because at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and confess he is Lord. You are already defeated by the cross and the blood of Jesus. Nothing shall hurt me, because Revelation 12:11 says, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto death. And so we can sing this world, this other little song. Take this whole world, but give me Jesus. Take this whole world, but give me Jesus. Take this whole world, but give me Jesus. I won't turn back. I won't turn back. The world before, the world behind me, the cross before me. The world behind me, the cross before me. The world behind me, the cross before me. No turning back, no turning back. There's not a place to stop. We're too near the finish line. That trump is going to sound at any time and call us home. Be watching for him. Don't be taken aside by what this person did to you. And don't begin to beat your fellow servants. Don't try to get back in your own strength. Let God fight your battles. Let God fight your battles. Don't get your eye on the wrong thing. The trumpet's just about to sound. Don't begin to beat your servants. And that day come upon you unaware suddenly, and you not be prepared. Keep the cross in front of you, and keep the face of Jesus before you. And look to him, the author and the finisher. The finisher, he completes what he starts. He completes what he starts. He's not going to let go of you as long as you hold to him. He's not going to let you go. But you're not a puppet and you're not a robot. And if you choose to go your own way, then with tears, he weeps over those that leave him or that won't come to him. It's not his will that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. He said, I suffered so you could have everlasting life and live in heaven with me. I don't want you to go to hell, but I gave you a freedom of choice. And you're not my puppet and you're not my robot. You have to choose me above everything. He paid the total price, but yet it does cost us everything. We have to lay aside everything, all the sins and the things that so doth easily beset us, and we have to run with patience the race that is set before us, looking into Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Be encouraged this morning. Let the word become your steadying place, your place where you run to hide, because there is no salvation in any other thing. This world is shaking because we are in the last days. It's sifting sand, it's shifting sands underneath us. The only sure foundation we have is in Jesus Christ. Don't let the enemy sneak up on you unawares. Always be watching. God has your back.
Amen. Would you like to end this in prayer, Sister Mary?
Father, we are so thankful for your grace. We are so thankful for your mercy and your forgiveness. We are so thankful for the blood of Jesus. We are so thankful that you are our cornerstone, our foundation that we stand on. Help us, Lord, not to be moved by anything that comes our way, Lord. Open our eyes. Give us understanding of your word. Let us feel the power of your spirit in us. Lord, help us to always surrender to you and say, yes, Lord, you will take us through. Lord, help us to keep our eyes on you. And Lord, to pray for one another and to be strong in the power of your might, Lord. Strengthen your church body today, Lord. In the name of Jesus, you know what each one needs today, Lord. And we thank you that we have you as the author and the finisher of our faith. And we are made more than conquerors through him that loved us. And we give you praise and glory, because it's only in you that we have this security. In Jesus' name we praise you and we give you glory, Lord. Thank you, Father, for doing the work in us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. You have been tuned into the Hour of Power this morning, y'all, and you already know I'm going to say it again. It is the most powerful hour of my day. For myself, Monica Lovell, from the beautiful Tina Dobbs, and from our awesome sister in Christ, Miss Mary Fullerton, y'all have a blessed day, and we'll see you next time. Stay tuned for the Truth Broadcast, Taste and See.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com or The Rock Christian Music on Facebook. Download the Paragon Communications app where you'll find The Rock Christian Music and take us with you everywhere.